back.
Utah, I mean, Utah is gorgeous. It's beautiful. But where he lives, where David lives, is just, it's so remote. Like, there is literally a mountain, like a big fucking mountain right there. Like, you could just walk to it. It's a huge mountain, like a mountain, like, I think it belongs to Zion National Park. Oh, wow. But it's a big ass mountain with a freaking crest that has snow on it. I was just like, God, like, it's, you can just see it right out of the, right, either from the porch or the kitchen table. But yeah, you could just walk to it. It's right there.
Did you go and walk to it?
No.
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
It was cold. I'm not walking in no mountains. It's cold.
Fucking kidding me?
It was cold.
Was it cold? How cold was it?
It was like 64.
Okay, Californian.
It was cold. I saw more black people, though, this time. We went to Cedar City. The last time we went there 5 years ago, there was only one black person that I saw, and that was...
The doctor.
That was a doctor, because we went to a doctor's appointment with Norman's grandfather, and the doctor was, like, from Nigeria or something. Mm-hmm. And, but this time, I saw, I think, at least three black people. Two of them were at Walmart, and one was at the Dollar Tree.
You're counting black people, huh?
And how they, can you not when there's only three?
And when they saw you, there was like four!
There's four. I think people are moving there. They're building houses, and the houses are nice, and the property is like cheap. And they're nice houses that they're building. So I feel like there will be more, like in the next 5-10 years, there will be more black people there.
Who knows? Apparently, building houses is essential because they're still over here building houses. And I'm like,
yeah, construction's essential.
Always, right?
It's on the list. There's a list of essential jobs, and construction's one of them.
On the list. Well, that's cool.
I guess they have a timeline for when shit needs to be built, so yeah.
How dare they?
They're doing some work.
Making changes. So, would you say that's how your week was?
My week was cool. I mean, you know, I got to watch a lot of television. I got to watch, The Real Housewives of
New York.
I've been watching it anyway, but of course I've been watching it after it comes out because.
Yeah.
But I got to watch the Shaws of Sunset when it came on, the actual episode, and I watched. No, it wasn't New York. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's a new housewife. I don't like her.
Isn't it Graciela whatever?
Garcelle Bove is on there. She's a new one, but there's also another chick, a blonde chick, and she's not attractive, and she's a fucking snob.
Ooh.
Like, she is not cute. I won't say she's not attractive, but she's not cute. Like, all the women are cute. She's not cute, and she's short, and she tried on this outfit that was hideous, and she was talking shit. She was like, oh, Teddy was wearing a romper. Cute. And just the way she said it was just like, God, what is... Oh, and then, like... Dory had a little bag. It was Fenty, or she was wearing something that was Fenty, and she was like, "You mean Fendi?" And she's like, "No, Fenty, Fenty." And she's like, looking at her like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She's
Rihanna,
like,
it's bitch.
Rihanna's line, and she goes, "I don't really care if a celebrity has done a collaboration." I'm like, "It's not a collaboration. It's her fucking line. Like, she has a line. It's not a collaboration."
Yeah.
But she just, she's like really like,
yeah.
Maybe that's how she is meeting new people or something. I don't know, but she, I don't like her. I don't like her. Anyway, how was your week?
I don't like her.
I don't like her. What was her name? I forgot what her name was.
My week was good. My birthday was on Monday. Thank you to everybody that hollered at a playa and told me happy birthday.
Hollered at a playa?
Holla at a player.
Holler at a player.
Holler at a player.
I just want to say that.
No,
for shizzle.
For shizzle. If you guys haven't noticed, we are back in the podcast room. We're back in my guest room. Because the chickens are outside. So, got those chickens moved outside into the coop. And all is good in the hood. The garden's looking good. I can't leave Nora Jones outside with the chickens. Because she's a fucking killer.
Yeah, that sucks.
And we lost one of our chickens. R.I.P. Chanel, a.k.a. Biggie.
Is that that's what you guys called her?
Mm-hmm. And so, we lost a chicken. And I knew she was going to get a chicken. I was just like...
You knew it would be her to do it. I knew it would be her. If a chicken was to die, it would be her
because she kills animals in the backyard. Like, she killed birds.
And shit, yeah.
She's killed squirrels.
Yeah.
You know, and she's got that hunter mentality. If there's a bird, she's running after it.
Yeah.
Like, she will...
And as those are birds.
Yeah. So she's a fucking savage. So, yeah. Beauty, no problem. I can leave her out in the backyard with the chickens. Them in their coops, of course, but she's not going to, you know, attack it.
Right.
Nora sat there, waited for it, attacked the chicken, and snatched it out of the coop from under the fence.
And then she killed it and left it?
No. She dragged it across the yard, and she was out there, like, eating it. And I was like, no! Oh. I gave her a smack bottom.
It's a grisly scene.
Sent her in the house, and I was just like, I ran to the chicken coop, just like, I didn't want to see, like, a massacre. But the other chickens were there, like, inside, like, oh, shit.
I just had an image in my head of Nora going in there in the chicken coop and just, like, fucking up some chicken.
She lunged at the bird. At the fence, she lunged at it. And the perimeter's not secure very well on the bottom. So, like...
You need to run, like, a piece of wood or something.
That's what I was telling Jamal. I was like, we need to frame it out or something. But, lesson learned... The other ones have learned a lesson, too. They know when that bitch comes through to get in the coop.
They're like,
They're learning. They're foraging. They're getting so big. And they're helping out in the garden by eating up all the bugs.
That's good.
I did some horrible things this week also. I was digging in my garden, and I found grubs in my garden, and I collected them, and I fed them to my chickens.
Oh, well.
I felt terrible,
Brandon. Why?
I felt terrible.
Why?
I don't know.
They would fuck up your plants.
It was
so.
But it was a living thing, and I was just like, you guys didn't see this coming. I just took you from your home and fed you to some chickens.
But you didn't, like, kill them and throw them in the trash. You, like, fed them. You they're sustenance for another animal.
That's how I came through. That's how I was just like, okay, it's okay. They are sustenance. For another animal, they will eventually provide us some delicious eggs, and that was their lot in life. But I felt really bad. Kendall is like, can I go get some more worms? She like digs through my compost.
I pull out worms.
I'm like, leave my worms alone.
I heard she smashed her foot with a pitchfork.
She did.
Eesh.
It was a brutal week this past week on the farm. First week on the farm. But, I mean, other than that, I really enjoy being outside. I'm always doing something in the garden, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people are reaching out to me about gardening and about the chickens and stuff, and I'm happy to help. So holler if you need me. And, hey, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
For shuzzle.
I always want to say that.
I need a fair enough file.
Well, Brandy, welcome back to the podcast. I'm glad we're here. We're back in our room. I'm going to have to do a lot of spiritual cleansing in here from all the chicken. Chicken shit all over the place, guys. So if you guys, you see people with their little chicken photos online and the chickens walking around all over the place, it's all cute until there's chicken shit all over the place. They just shit wherever they want to shit.
Yeah, they don't, it's not like they're potty trained or...
I know, but let's not glorify chickens, people. Like, if
chickens are prehistoric creatures, like, let's be honest.
They're raptors.
They're fucking dinosaurs.
I love it. They're like little savages. I love it.
Chickens! Somebody said that chickens are not dinosaurs!
Yes, they're birds. They're raptors. But the room, I'm going to have to, like, rip up this carpet in here and really go to work in here on this room to make it our pod loft. But I want to give everybody shouts outs. How you guys doing? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for recommending us. And we love you guys so much. So thank you for everything. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to the new listeners.
Thanks.
And since we are thanking everybody, I want to do an awesome episode for you. We're still giving away a shirt. So share this episode. Tag us on social. Share the episode on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and that's your entry to win this shirt at the end of the month. So,
have you seen any?
Yeah, we've had two entries.
Oh.
So, it's close. We don't know.
I would like to see hundreds of entries, but two is good.
Two is good. It makes it easier for me.
I know, right? Well, you just have to pull one.
I just have to pull one. But I have to keep track of them.
Write them down.
I do. I have a spreadsheet that I put bread in. Okay. I'm trying... Girl.
I would just write it down on a strip of paper and throw that paper in a bucket.
And lose it.
No, I'd have the bucket available, and so every time...
You don't live here. You don't live here. It's a mess.
I have a bucket, like, that I used... Remember? Well, never mind.
It's fine. I get it. I know what you're saying.
It's not a bucket. It's a fishbowl with a lid.
I'm just keeping a track. I'm keeping a list. And then once the contest is over, then we'll throw them in a bucket.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get a fishbowl. I used to have a beta, but it died.
We were talking about getting a fish tank, like a big one.
I'm just going to need a bowl. Like just a little one, just for a beta.
A little friend. Put a little plant on top.
Just for a beta.
Do it. Get a bird. I mean, get a fish.
Yeah. I used to have one, but it died because, you know, Norman... moved it or something, and I guess shook the fucking bowl too hard or something. It was moving around. The fish died.
Aww.
So.
She's a fish killer.
I want to get a beta. I'm gonna get a beta. He was so nice looking, my little fishy.
Fishy.
So get a fish. Sunny, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about this wine aerator.
Yeah, that's some fancy shit right here. Like, I feel like if I went to a restaurant and just like went to like the wine fountain, they'd be like, "Excuse me, ma'am,
yeah, you gotta turn it off."
Oh, I thought you had to hold it down.
Oh, well, shit.
Okay.
Excuse me, ma'am. Turn off the wine aerator.
Just walk away from it.
Oh, sorry. I know. Like, we should always have these set up for like. Like, have a couple just, like, sit up on the bar and just serve your wine. Just...
Ooh.
Those are expensive, I'm sure.
Where did he
get it from Amazon.
And it came, like, at a decent rate?
I've been ordering things from Amazon. They come, like, in, like, 48 hours.
Everything that I've seen is, like, delivery by May 10th.
If that's just when you're getting essential things. Nobody's getting wine.
No, it was a light box. Yeah. For jewelry, like, for product photography.
I bought a solar panel, and it came in... 2 days.
Solar panel.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to put fucking energy in the back. Listen.
You bought a solar panel.
I bought a solar panel.
Wait, what are you gonna
I'm going to put it by the coop, and if I need power.
In the coop.
It's like for heat.
Are you going to have to like set that fucking shit up? You have to like build stuff? Like, what do you have to do? Like, I don't understand. Okay, so it will collect the heat. I mean, collect the energy.
Yeah, and then I can plug a battery to it, or I can connect. It has like three different ways to connect.
You don't need to be an electrician to, like, do this shit.
I think you need to have a little bit of skill, which I don't have.
Jamal!
Babe. I'm all babe. I'm like, I want him to go and set up my solar panel. Because he set up, like, he set this up. He knows I'll take forever to open stuff.
Set it up? Oh, didn't you just have to pull it out of the box?
You have to set the balances so it's steady and level and all kinds of stuff. He's been using it more than... This is, like, the first time we're really using it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, guys, what are we talking about? Whenever you're listening to this episode, more than likely, it's right after April 20th, known as 420, known as the Day of Appreciation for Cannabis.
Earth Day? Actually, Earth Day was a couple of days ago.
No, Earth Day hasn't passed yet. It's, like, the 23rd, I think.
Is it? Because, like, Dish Network was like, Earth Day this and Earth Day that and Earth Day, Earth Day, Earth Day. And I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Oh, April 22nd. Okay.
Okay, I was like, it's the 23rd. So, you might be listening to this episode on Earth Day. Happy Earth Day.
In 1999, it was on 420. So.
It moves around all the time. So, I am a pro-cannabis advocate. We live in California. And I want to talk about the greatest lie that's ever been told to people, and that was criminalizing cannabis. The myths behind cannabis and WT motherfucking F. Mm. If you guys are down, let's go down this rabbit hole.
If you're down.
Cannabis has been used.
For lots of things.
Since the beginning of time.
Well, actually, hemp.
Hemp. But, so, cannabis, hemp, let's talk about it. It's all made from the same plant, right? But there's different...
Hemp is the plant.
The plant... There's so many different varieties of cannabis. There is hemp, which is the plant. But then cannabis has a lot of different... There's a lot of different types of cannabis. There's the sativa. There's the indica.
Those are strains.
And those are different types of plants, though. And there's different strains from that plant. But people have been growing cannabis sativa since, again, the beginning of time. There's clothes made out of it. Like, the first Bibles are written on cannabis paper. You can make built houses from it. Bricks, ropes, saddles, shoes. Anything. It's fucking, you can make like 5,000 different types of things from cannabis.
Do you remember in the 90s when like hemp jewelry was like the thing?
Yeah.
And like, I remember I had a hemp bracelet. It had hematite beads. Whatever happened to that fucking bracelet? Who the hell knows? But, I remember, and then I had bought some, like, back in 2008, I believe it was, I had bought some hemp string, because I was going to make hemp bracelets, mm-hmm. but I made one, and I was like, fuck this shit. So.
I made one, and I was like, hell
yeah,
no.
It was just, because, like, you have to braid it, and you have to do, like, I was like, this is just too time consuming.
It is time consuming. Like I was saying, first Bibles were written on cannabis paper. Henry Ford created a vehicle out of cannabis, which ran on ethanol. Like,
the different types of gasoline.
Yeah.
I mean, a different type
but
of
people,
fuel.
The different articles. Let me tell you where I got all this stuff from. So, of course, I used Wikipedia. I used this other website called Brookings.edu.
I was going to say your mom, but that's been done. Yo mama.
YouTube. I watched the a couple videos on YouTube. I was just pulling information. Remember,
the real reason cannabis was illegal, outlawed.
Yeah, it was outlawed, but it was the page was called Cannabis Saves Lives. But anyway, all of them would just say, you know, since the beginning of time, man has always had cannabis. They've always used it for different reasons, like medicinally. For fibers, for food, for anything you need, right? As time has gone on, people use it for different reasons. So, again, 5,000 different items potentially can be made from cannabis fibers. The fibers are, it's just a wonderful plant, okay?
Let's strong fibers.
Strong fibers. But in the 1930s, that's when, you know, the Industrial Revolution happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people were like, hey, cannabis, it's a billion-dollar crop. And the reason it was a billion-dollar crop, because it did fucking everything. And the stuff that you built from it lasted forever, it was durable, and it did everything. So the farmers are getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too. It's the farmers, those are the ones that are growing the cannabis and creating the paper, the clothing, the rope, the this, the that, the other, from the cannabis and selling it. So then, when the Industrial Revolution happened, there was a lot of other people involved, and it wasn't just
William Randolph Hearst.
I'm going to talk to you about the suspects here that made it, like, illegal.
There's a bunch of people, yeah.
Yeah, and they're actually called the Cannabis Cartel. So there was William Randolph Hearst, there was Lamont DuPont.
DuPont. That's the fucking guy, the cleaning supply dude. Mm-hmm. DuPont.
He's a chemist. Andrew Mello, who was an oil tycoon, who was also Secretary of the Treasury at the time. There's John Rockefeller. There's Andrew Feller.
John D. Rockefeller.
John Rockefeller. And then there's Andrew Carnegie, who was a part of, like, Big Pharma. There's all these different, you know.
All those people are old money people.
They're old money people.
Their families still have millions of dollars. Hearst is a publication. They're the newspaper people and magazine people.
They have Cosmopolitan. That's
the
Hearst magazine.
Cosmo and fucking, I was going to say Women's Day. Not Women's Day. All the fashion magazines.
Home and Garden, Elle,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's long money.
Yeah. And then, of course, the Rockefellers. They had railroads.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking Carnegie also had fucking, I think, did he have railroads too? Or he had?
He had the pharma and they also had money in oil.
Yeah. Petroleum.
Petroleum jellies. All that stuff. They all had something to win.
Something to lose.
And something to lose. With the fall of cannabis. Right? With it being outlawed. With it being out of the way.
Basically, yeah. Because it put their shit in danger.
Exactly. Cannabis is natural. It grows from the earth. Obviously. It's it breaks down easy. It doesn't cause pollutions. It doesn't add to this, that, and the other. And we've been using it for so long, there was not a problem that we're having right now with the environment. And the environment is super fucked up, and it's because of this shit, like
petroleum products, especially.
This happened, the Industrial Revolution. This is when it happened. So the
big oil,
the plastic that's being made, the oil that's being dug out of the earth. That's the earth right there. That's the blood of the earth. The fucking oil.
That's fossil fuels. Dinosaurs died so you could have oil.
I'm saying, like, fracking, all this shit that didn't need to happen.
That's natural gas.
Well, with that out of the way, they can make their millions. They can, like, Hearst, how they talk about his investment that he had with, like, a timber company.
Mm-hmm.
He was very reliant, and he was actually in debt to, like, a paper company in Canada. So he's like, let me get my own fucking shit going on and then fuck these motherfuckers.
And then fuck these motherfuckers.
If you actually look into this guy, he was in debt to a lot of people and he had to sell his stock in...
Wealthy people usually have the most debt, yeah, believe it or not.
I believe it. They carry the most because they've got credit. Oh, yeah, sure, Mr. Hearst. I'll give you another $1 million.
And you know what's really funny about that is that, like, they have the most debt... But they also have the most money because they don't. They usually don't pay off their debts because they have all that money and they don't really give a fuck.
That's fucked up. And she's right. These motherfuckers are fucking with us
don't
and
believe
our
taking
cannabis,
class.
Guys. They're messing with us and our cannabis. Alrighty? These are lies that they're telling. And I'm going to tell you about the lies that you're telling because this is Book of Lies. And you're like, where's the lie, Sunny? What are you fucking talking about? We're going to talk about what I'm talking about, all right? At the time, right before the Industrial Revolution, about 1930, but I'm going to be honest, even before the Industrial Revolution in 1930, there were issues with cannabis, with the marijuana that they were calling it. They called it a Mexican word, marijuana, but they were calling it marijuana, and it was popping up along, like, the border countries, like in Texas, border states, excuse me. Like in Texas, New Mexico, like in the 1919s and 1910s and, you know, what have you. Because they learned that it got you fucking high.
Are you smoking Mary Jo's?
Are you smoking one of those marijuana cigarettes? Yeah. So there was issues with it. So I'm not on the fence where, hey, there was no problem with weed or cannabis until, you know, this happened. But anything that's going to get you high, anything that people are selling, anything that people are... monopolizing of a certain culture, people are going to have a problem with it.
If it's not, yeah, basically.
If it ain't white, it ain't white.
Exactly. Like, that's why, I hate to say it, but that's why for the longest time, cocaine was allowed and it was used as a medicine.
Yep.
And it was, you know, because it's an expensive drug.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it was white people who had the issue with abusing cocaine. Mm-hmm. Brown and black people didn't fuck with that shit because we couldn't afford it.
Right.
Until they sprinkled some crack into the low-income neighborhoods.
Sprinkle some crack on them.
And now we have a cocaine problem that is not the powder, it's a fucking rock.
I don't...
Fuck you, CIA.
Smoke crack.
Crack is cheap.
Crack is whack. I make way too much money to smoke crack. Show me the receipts. No, because he was like, Whitney, aren't you in debt for $50,000 for drugs? And she was like, show me the receipts. Like, Whitney, drug dealers don't give receipts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so tangent, message, marijuana. That's what they were getting in trouble for in the, a lot of it was going on in Texas, a lot of it was going on in New Mexico, and Colorado. That's where the marijuana, quote-unquote, was popping up. And marijuana with an H, not a J.
Yeah, that didn't... That's how you know white people fucking came up with that word. Because J is not pronounced... I mean, an H is not the letter that you use to pronounce the H sound in Spanish. It's J. So, there you go. Marijuana has a J in it.
Well, marijuana with the H, we got a problem with right now, okay? So, this is...
And that's somebody's name, by the way. There's a woman in Mexico, or fucking in the United States, or in Spain, called Marijuana.
There's a bunch of people.
Her middle person and middle name are Mary and Juana, and she's fucked up because y'all done fucking fucked over the name marijuana by outlawing it.
Well, there's so many Mary Janes out there, too. I know.
Yeah, that's true.
for the reason of Mary Jane, they named their child that. So let's not be silly.
Yeah, but that's new. That's new. Like, well, anyway. New Mary Janes.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. What was that? Exactly. In the 80s, 70s? Do you? Those aren't new Mary Janes. Those are old Mary Janes.
No, for the reason Mary Jane, for the reason marijuana Mary Jane.
Okay, fine.
Those are new Mary Janes.
Okay.
They're not old school, like, 50-year-olds and 80-year-olds named Mary Jane. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, for the reason. Yes. For the purpose of. Got it.
Being named after Mota, which is what they call it in fucking Mexico, by the way.
Mota.
Te quiero, Mota. Okay, go ahead.
The lies, guys. The lies. So, these guys came together. Again, Hearst, DuPont, Mellon. Actually, Mellon just had, like, vested interest in two of the people. But Hearst, DuPont, Rockefeller, and Carnegie. They came together and were like, we got to get this cannabis shit out of the way so we can go ahead and get this money. This is what I imagine they talked about.
You fucking with my bag!
Harry Anslinger. He was Mellon's nephew-in-law. Henry Anslinger. And he became the commissioner of the newly created Federal Bureau of Narcotics. So he's like, sick and boy.
So they were the FBN instead of the what are they now? The fucking DEA.
DEA,
the Drug
yeah.
Enforcement Agency.
Yeah.
They're always fucking changing shit and coming up with bureaus and task forces on bullshit. How about we get a task force for fucking idiots that are sitting in office making poor decisions that are fucking up our country? How about that?
How about that? Okay, so these guys come together and they plot their coup to take over the cannabis and get it outlawed. So it was outlawed in other states before this happened, but
narcotics.
They made it a narcotic.
It's not a narcotic.
It is not a narcotic. They changed it. They're like, hey, this is as troubling as cocaine, as heroin. It's gonna make you dumb. It's gonna make you lazy. Fucking Hearst is publishing all this fucking bullshit, sensational news. That's what his shit was about. It was all about lies.
Did you ever watch Reefer Madness?
No.
I love that movie.
Reefer Madness came
out. That movie is awesome.
Dude.
It's hilarious.
Just like, stop it.
It's a bunch of teenagers that are just partying the whole movie, basically.
I bet they had the best time. So they also said marijuana or weed makes, I'm going to call it weed because I'm tired of calling it marijuana. Weed makes white women want to have sex with black and brown people.
Oh my god, what?
That's what it was,
y'all. No, not that.
It was weed.
No, not that!
No! Not that! What? No, more than do not do that. Should be his ass.
The fuck? Oh my god, our white women!
Not our white women.
Was the KKK involved in this fucking shit too?
They were the one that were driving the car on Reefer Madness. No, I'm just kidding, I have no idea. But before any of this happened, everyone loved, appreciated, and respected cannabis for what it could do, right? But all this reefer madness,
oh,
all this sensationalism,
no.
They brought the act of 1937.
Stupid.
So 1937, they created the Marijuana Tax Act, and it made cannabis of all sorts illegal in the United States.
Illegal!
But the fucking idiots that signed off on it didn't recognize the difference between, like, weed, the marijuana, like, the flower, between, you know, cannabis, hemp, CBD-level shit. They grouped it together.
Yeah.
They voted on it, and they made it illegal, and they didn't know what they know not what they do.
They were, and mostly still are, a bunch of ignorant-ass white people. Sorry, white people, I love you, but... You know, it's the truth. They're all white men. I won't even say that. They're all white men. That's what they are.
Hello, I am Christy.
And I'm Leighton.
And together we are a new podcast on whiskey tasting called
Married Mash, where we discuss life, family, and pretty much anything.
Yep, and Leighton brings a new whiskey for me to try. Will we clink it?
Or will we sink it?
Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And remember,
always drink responsibly.
Indeed.
That's what they were, because it was 1937, and hopefully most
Donald
of
Trump's involved. Don't. Let's not fucking fuck around. He's involved, too.
He's involved. So this happens, Reefer Madness happens, and the mayor of New York, which was actually LaGuardia, in 1944, he was like, why are you...
An Italian man.
He was like, why are you fucking up the weed, yo? And he's the mayor. And he was just like, let's do our own experiments because all this shit that you're saying ain't true.
You're lying. That's basically it. Ain't true. You're lying. That's what happens. Like, people get an idea in their head and then they just start saying it and speaking it like it's truth.
Right.
Like this whole bullshit anti-vaxxer bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just saying it like, it's true. I saw it online.
Because
they can't print lies online, apparently.
That's what the internet is. It's lies.
Like,
okay, so LaGuardia does his own testing. It's like, hey, man, weed's good for you.
He does some science.
Does some science shit. It's not harmful. This white woman doesn't want to fuck this guy right now. Like, fall the fuck back, okay?
Because they want to just bang all random black and brown people.
Are you brown?
And even yellow people, too.
I'll get it while the getting's good. Anyway, they did some real science shit, right? And they had a report, they put a report together, and it made sense. And it was, like, actually done the right way.
Of course. With science.
With science, the government was like, what the fuck is this? Burn all the copies. Get it out of here.
Kill him, by the way, because he knows too much.
Get it out of here. Get it out of here. Yeah, so Reefer Madness came out in 1936. And it epitomized the evils of weed.
So here's, okay, you've never seen the movie. It's hilarious. Like, it's a bunch of teenagers. Like, it follows this couple, basically. But at one point, there's a bunch of teenagers, and they're having a party at this house. And one dude, he's got, like, two fucking joints, and he's smoking them, and he's playing the piano, and his fingers are just moving so fast. And he's like, and everybody's getting into the groove, and they're all dancing around and laughing and having a good time. Like, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with having fun? But I guess in the 30s, teenagers weren't allowed to have fun.
It's a reefer.
There is promiscuity and all kinds of other shit. I don't know.
The Marijuana Tax Act passed in 1937. There was a new tariff. Anytime you got caught with each ounce of weed that you had on you, or marijuana, excuse me, you were...
Okay, so you were just weed. Call it weed.
Yeah. Because this one is actually, it is called the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937.
Uh-huh.
But there was a $100 penalty tacked on there.
And what, 1937. Okay. So yeah,
$100
was a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And you could have been arrested, gone to jail for 2 to 10 years. And on the second...
Do you know how many people are still in jail for fucking marijuana charges?
Yep.
Meanwhile, Joe Blow, that fucking murdered his wife, is walking around fucking Scott-ass free after only serving a year and a half or 2.5 years for killing his wife! Because women's lives aren't fucking worth shit, but apparently you go to jail for life for marijuana.
Well, on your second offense, you're going to jail for life for marijuana.
Fucking bullshit-ass bullshit. This government...
It's stupid.
These laws are ridiculous.
If you think it's okay, you need to think about what you just said to me, because that was rude. Okay?
What are you talking about?
So they would say, marijuana, the drug that causes the smoker to lose all moral restraint.
Moral, it makes you lose your morals. Okay.
Yes.
Fucking all the alcoholics walking around here with all the greatest morals.
Dude, loosey-goosey. Loosey-goosey.
Oh, God.
So when the sad thing was, when this act passed, all the farmers, like all the hemp farmers, lost their fucking jobs. Like,
of course.
They were forced out of business because the law did not differentiate between hemp and cannabis. So while both originate from the same plant, the difference between the two is the way you use it.
Right.
So people were fucked. Like, you're just like, this is some bullshit. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I gotta grow fucking corn? Like, get that Monsanto shit out of here. That didn't happen for a while.
Okay, I was like, they weren't around yet fucking up shit.
They weren't around fucking shit up yet. But I'm just saying, like, one thing causes the other. That's all I'm saying. But there was something else I wanted to tell you guys. If that's not enough, Anslinger just hates cannabis so much. He hates weed. He's probably smoking so much weed in his house.
Dude, that's just like all of those like conversion therapy assholes that are trying to teach kids to be straight or like convert them from being gay to straight, they're fucking closeted too. They all, everybody who's trying to preach against something that there's nothing wrong with are all doing that shit.
Yeah. And they, there's something, there's either financial gain or they're holding something against them.
Exactly. Or there's just intrinsic, like internalized hatred.
Right.
But except for marijuana. I don't hate myself for smoking weed, but I don't want you guys to profit from it.
Right.
So that's right. What it is.
Oh, you're making money? Fuck you. Hell no.
Meanwhile, I'm going to smoke all this joints over here and fuck you guys.
Yeah. So in 1961, there was a thing called the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, because throughout the time of 1937 when the Marijuana Act passed and now 1961... they classified marijuana as a Schedule One, you know, narcotic,
right.
Which it is not. Stop it right now.
You know what's really funny to me?
Mm.
It's like, there's still, people are still like, well, marijuana is a gateway drug.
That's what they sold in this fucking shit, though. Like, mm-hmm. They said it was a gateway drug. They said it's for lazy people. They said, you know, you're a scumbag if you...
For lazy people.
What I'm saying is, like, in my head, like, when I smoke weed, I'm like, oh my God, oh, like, I can't tell people I smoke weed, but mom knows I smoke weed, my husband knows I smoke weed, and you know I smoke weed, so there's no one I have to hide it from, but there's just something, like, in the back of my head that's like, oh, this is wrong, even though it's totally legal in California.
It's legal, yeah.
But there's something like, you know,
because
they made me go through DARE in sixth grade. It fucked everything up, and then you were the first person to offer weed to me, and I was like, no, Brandy, up with hope. Down with dope.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said. And you were like, shut the fuck up and smoke this. And I was like, no. And here we are.
Here's what I don't what's stupid. That whole gateway drug bullshit. Like, marijuana is a gateway drug. Gateway to what?
Gateway to fun.
Oh, well, you know, if you smoke weed, then you're more likely to do this or do that. Well, if you drink alcohol, you're more likely to do this or do that. So what the fuck are you talking about?
If you snort that line of coke, you're more likely to do this or that.
Like, should we start the fucking temperance movement all over again and freaking, you know, go back to prohibition because alcohol makes you do things? Listen, after the Rona is done, after we're allowed to, like, reinteract, fucking AA is going to be full of newcomers.
Dude.
And fucking... Look, they might start trying to push fucking prohibition again because of all the people that have been day drinking this whole time.
Listen, I didn't drink anything yesterday because Friday night I fucking turned up. Listen.
What were you doing?
Listen. Mom's meetup. We met in the fucking parking lot at the park.
You did it? You did that thing? With
we
the,
were
with
in the car and we put the hoods up. Like,
you've been drinking at the in the car?
What? Listen, we were 6 feet apart from each other. Each mom was, like, in their car. We had the hatchbacks up. We brought a drink and a snack.
A wine and a snack.
Yeah, and so, like, it was supposed to happen at 6:30. So I had just had a drink at, like, right before 6:30. I was like, let me get warmed up.
At this park right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so they were like, oh, can we push it to 7:30? I was like, fuck.
So you were drinking more?
Yeah. And then, like, when I made my drink and I poured it in a canister so I didn't realize how strong it was.
What did you make?
Vodka and
tonic. I would have just had wine, but okay.
I didn't have any wine. Okay. I didn't have any wine. So when you brought wine today, I was like, hell yeah, Brandy, because all I have is vodka. All right. Anyway, so I'm in the parking lot and I'm drinking, and I was just like, I was feeling real loose.
Glad it's just around the corner and not like far away.
Exactly. And I was just, and then the next day I was like, I cannot drink. Because when I came home, the kids wanted to hang out. And I was like trying to fall asleep. And they're like, mommy. Kim was like, you want a foot massage? I was like, okay, go ahead. And I was like falling asleep. I felt really bad.
I want to do petties. Like, I need a pedicure so bad. I want to do some home petties. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so let's do that. But prohibition, for sure, alcohol. I did not drink at all yesterday because I was like, settle down, sister. Your liver can't take it.
The whole time I was in Utah, I did not have any beverages, like any alcoholic beverages, because my father-in-law
is
a former alcoholic.
Oh.
And his, apparently, I learned a whole bunch of stuff about Grandpa.
Give it to me.
When we were there, and I was just like, oh, shit, okay, well, I didn't know that. Like,
well, he's no longer here, so tell us.
And apparently, Grandma got arrested a few, like, recently, because she passed away on Thanksgiving, but recently got arrested for assault.
Who she hit?
he didn't tell us. He said, that's not important. But there was a picture of her in the back of a fucking cruiser.
Oh, my God.
And somebody called the police on her for assault. Because she's like, I'm going to hit you.
I'm going to hit you with this.
And apparently she did. And so she got arrested. And Norman was like, what? When did this happen?
No.
And Dave was like, you think your grandparents were all these, like, these saints, and they're, you know, but apparently they did some bullshit.
Most grandparents do.
They did some stuff. And some of it was recent.
Grandma recently got arrested. Uh-huh. That's what's up. So, marijuana is now a Schedule I narcotic, and then So, 1961, the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs, cannabis became illegal all over the world. So, in certain...
All over the world, okay.
Yeah, illegal everywhere.
Because the United States thinks it needs to fucking lead the charge on bullshit!
And that's exactly what was going on. And once this happened, guess what? Air pollution, deforestation,
yes.
Animal extinction,
yes.
Global warming.
Mm-hmm. Preach on, girl, preach on!
Fucking oil. Fucking oil, man. Like,
big oil is a fucking demon. And we're so reliant on it. It sucks.
Listen, someone was like in the thing, like, we've become slaves to oil. Fuck that. Fuck that.
It's
and
true.
Fuck that. I'm not having it. Like, honestly, I've always believed, once I had a child, I was like, whatever the fuck I do, I'm leaving for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that your parents and your grandparents did, they left their problems for us. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to just say, hey, fuck it. Hold my beer and just do whatever the fuck I want to do while I'm here, because I know I'm not going to be here, like, in the end or whatever. But people live by...
That's how people are. Well, people we're not going to be here.
We're not going to be here. Who cares? It's not my problem. Yes, motherfucker, you're here now. It is your problem. Be a fucking steward of this planet and don't be a fucking dick. Bring the cannabis back.
Here's the problem. Elon Musk, please donate $2 vehicles. Two of them. We need two, what are they called?
Teslas?
Two Teslas, because they're electric.
Okay.
No fucking petroleum involved.
Yep.
Please donate two Teslas to Book of Lies. I will take, I don't know, whatever the colors are, gunmetal, black. I'll take one of those.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll take those. That's fine. But
you can have a white one.
I don't care, man. Beggars can't be choosers, Elon. We appreciate you,
Elon
man.
Musk.
Elon.
We need them.
Book of Life Podcast.
We're trying to save the world.
We are. One podcast at a motherfucking time. And what I'm saying is, we could stop this. Like, what's going on right now? Like, the global warming, the oil spills, and the fucking devastation when there's a fucking oil spill on these poor fucking animals. We don't need oil. We don't need to be dependent on them. Bring the farmers back. Let's get this cultivation going, and let's really start using cannabis for what it's used for. Like, for the fuel, for the, you know, for the linen, for the bricks. I want to build a fucking can of brick house, dude. Like, you don't need air. You don't need heat. It self-regulates. It holds freaking humidity in.
Can of brick house?
Yeah.
What kind of bricks, though? Are they, like,
are they
cement bricks, or are they, like,
they're
fiber bricks?
They're
that
fiber
burn,
bricks. They're
so
fiber
they
bricks.
Catch on fire.
No. They're fireproof.
Are they?
Yeah. So what you do is you have the pulp from inside of the cannabis stalk. You peel that back and you have to, like, chop it down real fine. And then you mix that with lime. And then it hardens up and it makes a brick. You have to, like, put it, you have to, you know, create the
Yeah,
the
you
formation.
Stack them.
Yeah.
You stack the bricks.
But the thing is, it turns into a brick. So you would have to, people would have to make, like, the pre-made ones. So you can use it, or you just
form
the house and it turns into a brick.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's mushy, and then you make the thing, and then okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you use? Like, if they already have the bricks, what do they use for mortar?
To slide them in together
to cement. Like, what do they use?
I don't know how that works.
What, Google, YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
I watch them build that. So what they do is, like, for instance, if, like, this was, like, the foundation. Like, you'd have some wood here in space for, like, the quote-unquote brick, and then another, like, piece of wood to, like, create the form, stack it up, fill it in, let it dry, and then move on, and just keep moving on, and it just bonds with each other.
Interesting. Okay.
Dude, I want to build that in the back. I was talking to Jamal about it. He was just like, yeah, I know. I'm like, babe, let's do it. I really want to grow some plants in the back and start making my own
hemp
stuff.
You're allowed.
I am allowed.
You have to get some seeds. Yeah. But the thing is that, like, a lot of people just sell, like, female seeds because, you know, people want to smoke that shit instead of, like, build stuff.
Well, I will smoke the shit and build stuff. Hurry the fuck up, wife. Anyway, guys, we've been fighting this fight for cannabis for a really long time. Brandy and myself, we're fortunate that we live in California, and in the age that we're in right now, 2020, there's all kinds of bullshit going on right now. April 2020... But one great thing is they deliver weed to your fucking doorstep. And that's amazing.
They deliver weed to your doorstep.
This is a great day in time where we are right now. So, like, I'll leave a link in the thing to Ease, where they deliver the weed to your door.
Are you getting paid for this?
Well, on all of their bags, it says, enjoy the moment. And I love that. Enjoy the moment, Ease. So,
do I have to call? Do they deliver to Cal City?
Yes, they do. They'll deliver to your door. I'll include my link in there, and then if you sign up, you'll get $20 off.
Do they tell you what, okay, well.
It's an app. You'll go, actually, it's a website, but you verify really quick online. It takes, like, 30 minutes.
To verify? What the fuck?
Yeah, you just have to have your ID. You have to be over 21.
Why does it take 30 minutes to verify? Like, I could literally just drive 5 minutes
to look at your ID.
Dispensary it's, down the street at my house.
It's not AI. It's not AI.
Oh, so you said
the first time you do it, you just have to verify your account.
Right.
And then they'll tell you what's available. They'll come to your house. They'll bring it to you. Edibles, oils.
Walk in the store over there.
Exactly. I walk in the store too because sometimes those motherfuckers be playing with my shit and I don't got time for that. So I don't depend on them, but they're reliable in this day and age. With the Rona, you need that shit delivered to your door. So I got a link in there for you, boo-boo. Hit it up. Honestly, it's a solution to all of our problems, to everyone's problems, but the money was only going in the hands of the farmers. And they were pissed. They were pissed because this one crop can do everything.
Yeah, they can basically fuck up big business.
It could do
everything. I'm sorry, big, what are they called?
Big oil,
big
pharma.
Big tech. Well, not big tech.
Yeah.
But you know what, though?
Paper.
Silicon chips. It might replace silicon chips for all we know. Like, we don't know.
Who knows? But don't be fucking afraid of it. Like, embrace it. The world has changed, guys. And we're here now. So, we're letting y'all know what's up. So, I really think I'm going to start growing, like, cannabis in the backyard and really, like, building, like, creating, like, maybe paper, like, custom paper or, like, hemp seeds. I don't know. Whatever I could, like, make and sell from my home and take it to, like, a farmer's market and... you know, feed my family off of, that would be fucking the life. Mm-hmm. I've got chickens already, y'all. Mm-hmm. My potatoes are growing. My bok choy looks amazing. Tomatoes, peppers. What else I got? Swiss chard, beets. Guys,
Now you don't even have to de-seed your own weed. You can, like, they give it to you and it doesn't have fucking seeds in it.
Oh, yeah, I got that pre-ground shit, dude. No weed has seeds in it. I've never bought any weed, like, in the past, like, 3 years that had seeds in it.
Exactly. Like I'm saying, it doesn't have fucking seeds in it anymore. That like, in the shit. 90s, all that shit had seeds in it.
Yeah.
You had to pull the fucking seeds out of all of it.
Stick, stem, seeds.
Exactly. And then you'd be bullshit. Like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, I got all these seeds. You got more fucking seeds and stems than weed.
Well, I remember when we lived in Bakersfield, my ex would always come home with some bullshit, like, backyard swag. It was pressed to fuck, and there was, like, seeds all in it. And we grew some. Like, grew some fucking plants from it. And those were the days. They're not giving away free seeds no more, motherfuckers. But, like, the shit was, like it was
they're
sat
not.
On.
That's the thing. They're like, we're keeping these.
Yeah, but, like, it was sat on, like, an elephant and then ran over. And it was just, like, the most garbage-ass weed that Bakersfield had to offer. It was garbage.
But again, nowadays, like, people are trying to get, like, high as fuck. Like, I'm not trying to be stoned out of my fucking mind. I want to be able to function.
Yeah.
I prefer high CBD and, like, you know, low THC. Yeah, you can put some THC in there, but I'm not trying to be fucking, like, blitzed out of my mind.
Yeah.
So there's that. And there's people that want that. They want that ultimate, like, I'm not into that.
No, I'm not either. Like, I prefer indica. And that one time that I released a podcast late, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
I got fucking so high, I couldn't focus. I couldn't do anything. I was just like, I have to just lay here and let this happen. Because this podcast is not happening right now. But my schedule was messed up because I usually do all the editing in the morning. And that morning, something happened. I got, like, distracted, and I had to do something. I was like, I'll do it in the afternoon. And then me and you went to Cal City, and we went to the thing. And then I was like, okay, let me smoke this, and I'll get it done. And I was just like,
But you smoked the whole thing, right?
No, I didn't smoke the whole thing. I think I smoked, like, half. But I shouldn't have, like, probably should have just, like, had a hit.
I literally don't. I will take 2 to 3 hits off of something, and then I'm done.
You like, haven't smoked in years.
Exactly. Like, that thing that... Whatchamacallit that you gave me? Oh. Like, I still have that. Like, it's still, like, putting out smoke.
Oh, okay, the little vape
thing. But, like, because I'm not trying to be like, I will be useless for the rest of the fucking day. Like, I'm not trying to do all that.
It depends on the type of shit you're smoking, though. So if that makes you feel useless, you gotta smoke something else. That's why I gave it to you, because I was just like, this shit. Like, I have to go low because I'm already, like, a high-energy person. And it's funny, like, people are like, oh, I smoke indica and I chill. I'm like, nope. I'm just, like, go, go, go. Like, I can actually focus and do what I need to do. That's why I was like, I'm fucking ADHD. Like, when I'm just like, okay, now I can focus and I can get things done. And then I'll just, like, have, like, thoughts and, like, let me write this down. Let me do this. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I just wanted to do something special for you guys since it's 4:20 and we're locked indoors. Where it was.
People keep saying locked indoors. You're not locked indoors. You can go outside of your house. Just don't be trying to go and visit 85 people or go and fucking turn up somewhere.
On the beach.
Go stand by yourself on the corner. You can do that. Go for a walk around your block by yourself. Don't be trying to freaking go and hang out with a billion people. Like, that's what I don't understand. People are like, oh, we locked inside. You're not locked inside. You can go outdoors. You go in your backyard if you have one. I know those of you who have apartments.
But listen, like in New York, in these major cities, you're not supposed to be out. You're supposed to be indoors.
Yeah, I get that. I get that part. But if you have a balcony, they can't fucking stop you from going on your balcony. If you have a window, stick your head out the window. Like, you know, you can stick your head out the window. I mean, there's people that are like, oh no, because we don't know if it's airborne. Okay, you're paranoid.
It is airborne.
Not to the point where you can't put your head out the window.
Put a mask on your head when you stick your head out the window.
What droplets are you getting if you're fucking 5 stories up?
What if someone spit a loogie, the motherfucker from upstairs?
If the dude from upstairs is 6 feet apart from you, which your windows are definitely at least 6 feet a fucking apart, if he's upstairs, and you still have a problem, then I can't help you.
You can't help me. I understand what they're saying by saying they're locked indoors. I understand.
I get it. But there's people that are like, they're using this as an excuse just not to leave their house. Like, you can leave your house. You can. Just like you can go out to the store to buy your essentials. And if you're in a place where they're like, you can't even go to the store to buy your essentials and you have to have somebody deliver it to you, then become a delivery driver so you can leave your house.
Oh, yeah, they are hiring.
Exactly. Like, you can go and drive for fucking Postmates or Uber Eats or whatever other fucking food delivery services.
I'm going to try Instacart. I hear that's the shit.
They don't deliver to us.
Yeah, dude, like, Vicky and Roseman.
Who's Vicky?
She goes to the gym. She was like, Instacart delivers. If you...
Will they deliver from Lancaster to here? Because I really would like a boba tea.
No, I don't think they will.
So I would like a boba from Boba Time. I mean, not from Boba Time, from Boba Cove. So if you're gonna pick up my shit in Lancaster and drive it over to me...
Instacart does grocery shopping.
Oh, that's not what I want. I don't want to fuck groceries. I want... I want you to go to a restaurant for me.
We're talking about different things. I was like,
I want to order some fucking food and drink.
Yeah, that's Postmates.
Postmates won't do it though. They're not going to drive from a one city to the next or town city to the town.
I'm stupid.
That's too far.
You guys are dumb fucks. I'm kidding. You guys are doing the Lord's work. Anyway, so we're rambling. So, hey, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us get found. You guys are helping us climb the charts, and we really appreciate you. Big shout outs to, where were we up on? Russia. What up, Russia? Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Ruskies.
Do svidaniya. Does that mean bye?
Yes.
Okay.
Strastvichi means thank you.
Yeah, what she said. You guys are amazing. And do you have a thumbs up for the week?
My thumbs up is that I have a vehicle that is functioning and it has low mileage, considering that it's a 2011, not a 2009. I thought it was, he told me 2009 earlier, but it's 2011. So it's basically almost a fucking, it's a 9-year-old car and it only has 60,000 miles on it.
Nice.
And 60,000 because I put that 60,000, like I made it across 60,000 coming back here from Utah.
That's cool.
And thank you to my father-in-law, David, even though he doesn't listen to the podcast, for the car. And Gracie enjoyed spending time with her grandfather. So.
That's nice.
So that's my thumbs up for the week. What's your thumbs up?
I am planting seeds every day.
What about the lavender hasn't?
The lavender has not sprouted. I saw a seed and it's just sitting there. So I need to investigate a little bit more about how to grow lavender. I planted some corn. I planted some asparagus. And I'm
starting. Do you have any more seeds?
Yes, I do.
Can I have them?
Sure. And I started some okra. And my artichoke plant has woken up.
Okay.
So I'm super excited for my garden. I'm just going to keep planting every week. Like, I throw plants out. I'm starting new seeds.
You did okra. Didn't you?
I tried okra before, and I killed it. Like, no. I didn't have it, like, anywhere where it was getting consistent water. So there's things I actually need to do, and then, you know, but I'm trying okra again because I really want to grow my own okra.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking forward to that, hanging out in the garden, raising these chicks, and finding some hemp seeds and growing some fucking hemp. Yo!
You can buy those online.
I could buy them online. Send me a link. But hey, I'm glad my sister had a safe trip. She made it back. I was worried. And we are good now. And please come back. And if this is your first episode, check out some of our other episodes. We got some good shit out there, right?
Definitely.
What would you suggest for a new listener to listen to?
Listen to Dirty John or Anna Delvey. That one was entertaining.
Yeah, Dirty John, Anna Delvey. I like to say, listen to the Black Gold Murders. That was a good one.
Okay,
that was interesting. A real person who wasn't a celebrity, you know, or anyone of notoriety.
There's a lot of people that we talk about that aren't celebrities, like that fucking Soapy Smith.
Soapy Smith, 1919.
He's a celebrity now.
Yeah.
Because people go up there to see his stone, his, like, gravesite and shit.
Check out our freaking, the welfare queen.
Yeah.
The Reagan, the Rumpelstiltskin, and the welfare queen. Check that shit out. It's interesting. You learn about welfare and the bullshit. But, hey, guys, thank you for listening. Please come on back. Visit us online at... These fucking neighbors.
Oh my god, that's awful. They need to stop.
They really need to stop. Anyway, visit us online.
We should put a head out on them.
Dude. Don't get us in trouble. Yeah. Bookoflifespodcast.com. Connect with us on social media, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Facebook and Instagram at Book of Lies Podcast. We love you guys so much.
And visit our blog at bookoflies.com.
Yeah, Brandy's hooking that shit up. And check us out on the Pod Clubhouse, where we hang out with our friends. And thank you for listening. Did you say, hey, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
Smoke weed every day.